Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I made some wine. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. I know, Kathy's back. I'm excited too. KP is here. She's the social media expert extraordinaire in my life and so many other people who count on her to help them sort things out in this complicated world of social, and she's just been great for us, especially in the member of our Brain Trust now for 6 years. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
6 years. How about that, Kathy?
I know it. I can't believe it. Time is flying when we have so much fun.
Yeah, when you're having fun, exactly. Yeah, we got you right out of high school, so that was great. So, okay, Kathy, Twitter continues to have challenges in spite of Mr. Trump, right?
Well, yeah, and, you know, they're always coming up with new updates to try and be more relevant.
But they're not winning that, are they?
You know, it's a battle. I mean, it always is a battle. We see that with every new company that comes online. And, you know, obviously, they have done a phenomenal job. But there's always that race to win.
But what's the alternative? If you love Twitter, if you love the way Twitter works and you love getting your ideas out there on Twitter and you love responding and keeping up with everything, is there really an alternative to Twitter?
Well, I mean, each one of the social tools has their own way that they work, and
right.
People love that style. So is there another, you know, Twitter exactly like Twitter?
It's unique.
Not really.
Twitter is unique. I mean, what I'm saying is Pinterest and what's the other one? Snapchat. I mean, they're not the same,
Instagram.
But they're sort of similar.
No, they're not Twitter-esque.
They're sort of similar to each other, though, right?
Yeah, those are similar to each other. But Twitter kind of, you know, I don't really see anyone that does exactly the same
right. So why
style
is it,
like Twitter.
Why is it? I mean, so I guess what I'm getting at. See, I tell small business owners, don't try to conquer the world. Just do business with the people who want what you have. Why isn't it okay for Twitter to do that?
Well, you know, I think they are. They're just, you know, when you're in that field of competition, they have a lot of pressure on them from their stockholders and everything,
yeah.
And their investors, you know.
Yep.
But, you know, they're always making changes. Some of the new changes that they made, they're increasing the length of their videos from 30 seconds to 140 seconds.
Wow.
So they're hoping that going to be a, you know, nice for people to do video tweets that are a little bit longer to get your message out there.
Right.
Also, they're live streaming events, so they're trying to be that place that you go to look for your NFL communications. They've got agreements with Wimbledon, the NFL.
So when they do that, aren't they crossing over and making themselves more like other platforms?
Well, they're trying to keep you there. So then Bloomberg, and so they're trying to get a mix of types of things that you will stay in Twitterverse to, you know, catch
don't they,
these
don't
events.
They have to be careful though to try not to be. Not, I mean, you can lose focus on what makes you special.
It's true, but they're trying to keep you in their platform.
The more you dilute your special sauce, you eventually wind up without special sauce.
Yes, I know. I agree. And, you know, they keep trying to do these new updates. Another thing they're doing is they're removing your handles and images from your character count, so that gives you a little bit more character count. So
that's good. That's a big improvement.
That is a big improvement. So, And then also they're letting you tweet GIFs or images directly from your mobile app instead of downloading them to your computer and then
now that's really smart of them. So see that those are special sauce improvements.
Yes, they are. So, you know, they're always trying to do that. And then you're now able to apply for a verified account. So they're trying to improve a verified account as versus non, and there's forms that people can fill out. So, you know, it's always the thing they're trying to improve. They're trying to be better, trying to be relevant. They're listening to the audience. But
I think some of their improvements are smart because they're special sauce improvements, and some of them I think might cause them to be just like everybody else, but not as good.
I understand.
And that's a lesson for small businesses, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always a challenge.
Yeah. Quick break. Right back with Kathy Perry. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remember, folks, focus on your special sauce. That's what people want from you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.